Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Jamie.
This is she.
Hey, Jamie, this is Mark Steele. I'm calling from Adventures Entertainment. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm not too good today. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we are actually going to have to cancel the party for your daughter this weekend. I'm really sorry.
You're calling to cancel? I'm not understanding. I booked her party 3 months ago. This is her fifth birthday party. I called and spoke with your associates 3 months ago and got this scheduled.
I do see that on my notes. I do see that you had it scheduled a little while ago. But we kind of double booked, and so it's just not going to work out. And I appreciate you understanding that.
Okay, well, actually, I don't understand that. What do you mean you double booked? Double booked for what?
Well, double booking usually means that two parties were booked for the same space at the same time.
I know what double booking means.
Okay,
How
good.
did it happen?
Honestly, I don't think the details are really going to help in this situation.
Excuse me? No, I think the details are important. If you're telling me that I booked my party 3 months ago, but you have it double booked and you're not going to give me the details, that doesn't make sense.
Point taken. And all right, fine. I'll give you some of the details if you have to know. Well, a mom came in here earlier today with the cutest little kids. They were twins, these 6-year-old twins, and they
Oh
were.
my God, please do not tell me that you gave away my space to someone who walked in today. Don't you dare tell me that.
Well, I cannot tell you that, but that is what happened.
You gave away my spot that I booked 3 months ago? Are you kidding me right now?
Well,
That's
now I understand you're upset, but she told me she messed up and should have scheduled something a long time ago and asked.
Oh my God. So you're going to punish my daughter for her not scheduling? Like, are you kidding me right
Well,
now? Absolutely
if
not.
you would have seen these two little twins and their shiny little faces, you would have not been able to say no.
No, you're going to need to call that lady back and you're going to let her know that I have already paid my deposit. I literally already have family and friends coming from all over to come to my daughter's birthday party.
Well,
Like, this is absolutely unethical. You absolutely cannot do that.
I suppose I could do that, but if you would have seen these two twins and their darling little faces, you would not want to disappoint them.
About their faces. Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Listen, this is absolutely ludicrous.
You can't expect me to call my sister and tell her that I can't schedule her kid's party here.
Your sister, are you kidding me right now?
Oh,
Are you
shoot.
telling me that you are giving away my spot because of your family member?
I should say that's actually a fact that I was not wanting to say out loud, and that was an accident.
Well, you did say it, so it's too late. So you just admitted to me that you bumped my reservation for your sister,
Well,
right?
now, I didn't bump it for my sister. I bumped it for my niece and nephew, little Ophelia and Oxley. They are just.
I literally don't care. Please do not say how adorable they are
Oh,
one more
well,
time.
they
Like,
are.
this is a professional establishment. This has absolutely nothing to do with your niece and nephew, Ophelia
Well,
and
but
what the.
if you met little Ophie and Oxy, they are so cute. They are just the
Oh
sweetest pair of little niblets.
my. Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
just
Yeah,
want
but
to eat them up.
if you met my daughter and you had to see the disappointment on her face when I tell her that some idiot at this place gave our reservation to his niece and nephew because
It's exactly. So you can see what sort of quandary I'm in. How should
I
I? How
actually,
am?
I
If
know,
you're.
I can't actually see the quandary. I cannot believe this is a professional business. Like, you don't get to just let your family member come in and take someone else's reservation
Well, I
that
just
I
think,
paid for.
the pain that you'll feel having to let your daughter down is the same as I would feel having to talk to Ophie and Oxy. Ma'am, I'm gonna tell you, just like I tell my little niece and nephew when they're getting upset, let's count to 10.
Oh my God,
Okay.
you condescending! You count to 10.
One,
Actually, why don't you count to 10 and
two,
then call your sister and give me back my
three,
reservation? Oh my God.
four,
Oh my
five,
God.
five and a half.
Stop counting!
Well, you asked me to count, so I was doing it.
Okay, you know what? I am losing it. I'm losing
Well,
it.
you're probably losing it because this is a prank phone call. So that's probably why. Let's calm down and let cooler heads prevail a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What?
Well, I said that this is a prank phone call because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your sister Sarah set you up.
No, my God, no, she did not.
Yeah, she did. She said that you've been planning this party for months and wanted to pull a prank on you about it.
Oh my God, that I just lost my mind.
You know what I like to do when little Oxley and Ophelia lose their minds? We count to 10. You want to do that with me?
No, I don't want to count to 10. My God.